Then when you silent, you start to observe yourself in life, how you get angry, how you become emotional, how you become fearful when the first noble truth hit you. And where? Silent, don't go and think. When fear arises, stay with it. Find out what is fear. Is fear mean? Before fear arrived, there was none. This one is understanding as knowledge. But when you silence your mind and be with it, and realize when I don't think, I don't project my thought and intensify the fear, what happened to that fear? It ceases. You only have to be with it. The awareness, that nature, the purifying awareness, the true mind, will cause the condition arising fear to cease. When you observe the cessation, that is the third way to meditate. Silent, aware. Then you realize it arises dependent on wrong view, condition. Then when I don't do anything, I develop awareness, it ceases. And that is a realization, not a theory, not Brother Teo tell you, not the Buddha said. You see it, it will stay with you. Then you are 100% convinced fear was never me. Then you can reflect and connect. That's what I can teach you. Fear come and go, dependent originating. You never die. Then how can fear be you? Then why all the cultivator develop such delusion? Ah, you after meditating 10, 20, 30 years, I still have fear. Then they try to suppress the fear. They try to control the fear. They try not to have fear. All this is thought-based approach, suppression. Fear can never be rooted out without wisdom. When you understand fear was never you, why must you do anything? You only need to silence and aware. That's why without sati, you cannot realize that. You cannot free. That's why you chasing against your shadow, fighting against your own delusion. The real meditation is very simple. Silent, relax, aware, observe and see how it sees. Then develop the understanding.